Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book The Art of Public Speaking by Dale Carnegie. Imagine standing in front of a crowded room, all eyes fixed upon you. Your heart pounds in your chest, your palms sweat, and your mind races with a million thoughts. Public speaking, for many, is a daunting task that elicits feelings of anxiety and fear. It is an art that few have mastered, but it is not an exclusive talent reserved for a select few. In fact, with the right knowledge, practice, and mindset, anyone can become a powerful and compelling public speaker. Enter Dale Carnegie, a name that is synonymous with success in the realm of self-improvement. With his iconic book, The Art of Public Speaking, Carnegie takes readers on a transformative journey that not only instills confidence in speaking before an audience, but also crafts a compelling narrative that captivates the hearts and minds of listeners. To truly grasp the impact of this powerful masterpiece, consider the story of John, a bright and ambitious young professional. Despite his undeniable skills and knowledge, John's progress in his career had hit an insurmountable roadblock. Promotion opportunities perpetually evaded him, and he struggled to make an impression on potential clients and colleagues. One evening, on the recommendation of a mentor, John stumbled upon Carnegie's The Art of Public Speaking. Intrigued, he decided to give it a try. As John delved into the pages, he found himself captivated by Carnegie's engaging writing style and the wealth of practical advice that resonated with his own experiences. One concept that struck a chord with John was the importance of connecting with an audience on an emotional level. Carnegie emphasized the power of storytelling in delivering impactful speeches, urging readers to embrace the art of crafting relatable narratives. Inspired, John decided to test this theory during his next presentation at work. As John stood before his colleagues, he opened with a personal story that painted a vivid and relatable picture. He took the audience back to his early days in the company, shared his struggles, failures, and ultimately, his triumphs. With each word, he connected not just on an intellectual level, but also on an emotional one. The room fell silent, every eye fixed on him, hanging on to his every word. The effect of that presentation was profound. John had mastered the art of public speaking, thanks to the insights he gained from The Art of Public Speaking. He had shattered the invisible barriers that held him back, and his success in the workplace skyrocketed. He was now recognized as a persuasive communicator with the ability to inspire action and captivate even the toughest audience. The Art of Public Speaking is not just a book, it is a guide that unlocks the dormant potential within all of us. Through practical exercises, techniques, and real-life examples, Carnegie equips readers with the necessary tools to conquer their fears, project confidence, and deliver speeches that resonate with authenticity and impact. So, whether you are a student preparing for classroom presentations, a business professional aiming to influence decision-makers, or even an individual looking to communicate effectively within personal relationships, the art of public speaking is a game-changer. By applying the principles outlined within its pages, you will unleash your hidden potential and transform into a powerful orator capable of leaving lasting impressions. Embark on this transformative journey with Dale Carnegie's masterpiece and discover the art of public speaking that will leave both you and your audience forever changed. In the upcoming text, we will elaborate on the three most significant key concepts found in this book. 1. Effective public speaking is not just about delivering a flawless speech, it is about connecting with the audience and conveying your message with authenticity. 2. The key to overcoming fear and anxiety when speaking in public is practice, preparation, and focusing on the needs and interests of the audience. 3. Engaging and memorable presentations are crafted through storytelling, using vivid language, and incorporating visual aids to create a lasting impact on the listeners. Carnegie introduces several strategies to help speakers connect with their audience and convey their message authentically. One of these strategies is to establish credibility and build rapport with the audience. He suggests that speakers should start their speech by sharing their personal experiences or credentials that relate to the topic at hand. By establishing themselves as credible and relatable individuals, they can gain the audience's trust and attention from the beginning. To further enhance their connection with the audience, Carnegie recommends using visual aids and props. He argues that visual aids can help illustrate complex concepts and make the speech more engaging and memorable. For example, if a speaker is giving a presentation on climate change, they can use charts, graphs, or images to visually represent the impact of global warming. By using these visual aids, the speaker can cater to different learning styles and provide a more comprehensive understanding of the topic to the audience. In addition to visual aids, Carnegie emphasizes the importance of using body language effectively. He suggests that speakers should be mindful of their posture, gestures, and facial expressions, as they can either enhance or detract from the message being delivered. For instance, a speaker who maintains eye contact with the audience and uses open and confident body language conveys a sense of trustworthiness and authenticity. On the other hand, a speaker who avoids eye contact or displays nervous body language may appear less genuine or trustworthy. Carnegie also argues that effective public speaking involves active listening and responding to the needs of the audience. He advises speakers to pay attention to the audience's reactions and adjust their delivery accordingly. For example, if the audience seems bored or disengaged, the speaker can try to inject more enthusiasm or use humor to captivate their attention. By being responsive to the audience's needs and adapting their delivery, speakers can forge a deeper connection and ensure their message resonates with the listeners. To help speakers connect with their audience on a personal level, Carnegie also suggests incorporating personal anecdotes and stories into their speeches. He asserts that personal stories can create an emotional connection and make the message more relatable. For instance, if a speaker is discussing perseverance, they can share a personal story about overcoming adversity to highlight the importance of resilience. By sharing personal experiences, speakers can provide concrete examples of the concepts they are discussing, which can resonate with the audience on a deeper level. Carnegie further emphasizes the importance of practice and preparation in delivering an authentic speech. He advises speakers to rehearse their speech multiple times, paying attention to their tone, pace, and emphasis. By practicing, speakers can become more comfortable with their content and delivery, allowing them to focus on connecting with the audience and conveying their message with authenticity. In conclusion, The Art of Public Speaking by Dale Carnegie explores the importance of connecting with the audience and conveying a message authentically. Through examples such as Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address and Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, Carnegie highlights how connecting with the audience emotionally can make a speech more impactful and memorable. He discusses strategies for establishing credibility, utilizing visual aids, using effective body language, and incorporating personal stories. By following these strategies and incorporating practice and preparation, speakers can create a stronger connection with their audience, conveying their message with authenticity and leaving a lasting impact.
Hallo liebe Hundefreunde, in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog erzählt uns Lisa, wie sie Raketenwissenschaft nutzen konnte, um ihren Pflegehund Mia auf ihr neues für immer Zuhause vorbereiten zu können. Was sich genau dahinter verbirgt, erfahrt ihr überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Und natürlich bekommt ihr auch wieder viele gute Tipps von unserer Hundeexpertin Melanie Lippisch. Wir hören uns also bei
Iswas Dog. Ein Herrchen möchte lernen, seinen Hund besser zu verstehen. Mit Malte Asmus.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.